Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Yeah, how about those Cowboys? Cowboys have made a trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers and acquired George Pickens, the wide receiver. Pretty interesting. For a third-round pick,
yeah,
I believe, is
big
what
we breaking
heard.
News in the NFL. So, according to several sources, Ian Rappaport was first. Schefter has weighed in. Josina Anderson as well. The Cowboys will trade a 2026 third-round pick, and they'll swap 2027 picks in the fifth and the sixth round with the Steelers for George Pickens, the controversial big play wide receiver, the guy with the big catch radius. You put it in the vicinity, and George Pickens will go up and get it. He will team with CeeDee Lamb and give the Cowboys one of the best receiving tandems in the NFL, big play receivers. Both these teams are on the Bears' schedule next year, which is interesting.
Both of them are at home.
Both of them are Chicago.
We will find out a week from today whether they play perhaps back-to-back.
That would be cool. Or where they're going to play and when. We know it's going to be in Soldier Field. We wonder at what point in the season they'll play. Yep. Doesn't matter who you play. It matters when you play them. So the Cowboys beef up their receiving corps. Jerry Jones has hinted at a big trade coming. He did that before the draft. This must have been what he was speaking about. I think the Cowboys obviously get better. Is it a high price for a player of his caliber? I think a third rounder is it's probably good compensation. I think it's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But
Pickens
entered in the final year of his contract. He wants a new deal, so we'll see what happens there.
This is crazy, but the former Pittsburgh running back, Najee Harris, ended up signing a contract with the Chargers, who have now drafted the running back from North Carolina. There are rumors that Dallas could be looking to get Najee Harris. Like, it's a weird story out there that the Chargers may now trade the guy they signed in the offseason because they're going with the running back.
That's unorthodox.
It's very unorthodox. But that I thought that when I heard there was going to be a trade, or that Jerry had hinted at a trade, that was the trade I thought might have been coming.
That's worth keeping an eye on as well from a Bears perspective, because J.K. Dobbins would be a guy that is either expendable if they have too many running backs, because they still have Blake Corum, I think, on their depth chart. And if they end up trading Najee Harris, obviously J.K. Dobbins would mean more to the Chargers than he does currently. So keep an eye on that situation. I wonder also how this might affect, if at all, but you have to ask the question if you're paying attention to the Steelers offseason. They acquired DK Metcalf. He's the big play focus of their offense now, the big play guy. They get rid of George Pickens. How does Aaron Rodgers factor into any of this? And was this something that will affect his decision to return or not?
Well, you know, there had been a rumor that Rodgers was looking at golf clubs down in Pittsburgh. There has been a lot of rumors about
like country clubs,
not like
a new driver.
No,
hey, that Big Bertha, that's on sale in Allegheny County.
I apologize.
I get a good deal of Dick's Sporting Goods there.
He joins a club.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't.
Saw him shopping at Dick's Sporting Goods or something.
But you know, the Steelers, as we all know, went 10-7 last year, and have been a team that never loses. They don't have losing seasons. Certainly not with their head coach there. And you wonder, they are out of quarterbacks, really. Mason Rudolph, I guess, would be the starter penned in right now. They're going to need a quarterback. They didn't get one. So doesn't that tell you that Rodgers, it's kind of the only place for him? And it's kind of, I just feel like it's a fait accompli that they're going to line up with him at least next year.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the least surprising headline.
Right.
Maybe as early as next week, maybe before the end of OTAs. I think Aaron Rodgers is headed to Pittsburgh. My curiosity, I think, is rooted in, does he like this? Was this something that he was either welcoming or afraid of, the George Pickens, DK Metcalf dynamic?
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Because there's a lot of drama, potentially.
Yep.
There was a lot of drama, potentially, now there's less.
But he is all about drama.
Well,
he's the guy who's the drama. I would wonder if he were to even say anything. Hey, by the way, I would wonder if you wouldn't just want to end the conversation and not take up his drama if he was worried about the drama of others. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
I don't feel like he's got any say so in any of it. We talked to Mike Florio last week, and Florio felt that Rodgers, like, why sign now? Why worry about who you're playing? Why do anything? The schedule's released next Wednesday. At a minimum, wait until the schedule is out before you go to decide whether you're going to be, because they could schedule all these games.
I know, but I don't think that he's going to make a decision based on how many Thursday nights and Sunday nights he plays on.
Well, I just think it's smart not to put yourself on national television until you figure out how you can play and what you got there.
Yeah, I don't.
I thought it was a good point.
I don't know that. Yeah, but if he's coming back, he doesn't lack confidence. He's not afraid of failing on national TV.
No. But
if he's coming back, he's committed to coming back. He doesn't care how often he's on primetime.
A very disappointing 7-10 last year.
Yeah, I know. And Flusie's there to fix the defense. So
yeah.
Now their offense is more dynamic as well.
Now they have Flusie.
All right, we got to talk about the Cubs.
Yes, we got to get to whatever that was last night. We'll discuss it next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.